You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last Thursday, the budget for 2022 was released. This year's budget comes ahead of what could be a significant overhaul of the research, science and innovation sector of science in the coming years. I spoke to Professor Nicola Gaston from the Department of Physics at the University of Auckland about what this year's budget means for the science and research community. I started off by asking her her thoughts on the funding and what it brings to the field of science in regards to research and innovation.
So there's not a lot that's new. There's a slight top-up of a couple of schemes, and there's specific note that through an existing funding mechanism, which is like strategic funding that MB allocate to research platforms, that they're going to put some money into RNA technology, sort of relating to the vaccine development that's obviously caught a lot of attention and been very important for us all over the last couple of years. So that's good, but it's not a lot of money. And I think that's really not surprising, simply because the government has been going through a process for almost a year now, probably, looking at changing the way the science system is structured, in particular looking at the CRIs and how they fit with, you know, universities and the different funding schemes that we have, how the government should select research priorities, that sort of stuff. So that's an ongoing process. The government's had a lot of feedback from the scientific community, from the whole research community. I think the deadline for those feedback, all that feedback was a couple of months ago. So they're working through that. So in many ways, it did make sense that they weren't going to change a whole lot this year. So the fact that there's nothing new in the way of a big scheme is not surprising. But the big thing that is a real concern is just that when research funding has been flatlining for years now, and that really means that we're seeing huge impacts of inflation on the cost of doing research. And so, you know, the number of researchers who can be supported by existing funding is a real concern. And so that's where I would argue that what the government should be doing is not inventing new schemes, not in general not coming up with new funding schemes, but really making sure that there's an appreciation of the cost of inflation and making sure that the baseline funding mechanisms are working well.
Now, on that note, are there any specific areas of science or of the scientific community which may need a bit of an overhaul as opposed to just more funding?
So two things, I think. One is just, you know, the mechanism for funding postdocs. That was something that we used to have, a nationally contestable postdoctoral scheme. And that's something that we've really seen the damage that was done from that having been cut, it's a good 10 years ago now. So postdocs still get funded on particular research projects, but the career building opportunity of, you know, writing your own funding to get your own grant, there are very few options for people to do that. So that's one thing that I really think, you know, just new targeted money for that would be great. It's particularly disappointing because the year before last, there was a scheme that was created basically acknowledging the cost of COVID and that people couldn't go overseas as easily as they would have been able to for a postdoc. And so that worked really well, that there was, you know, there was a one-off postdoctoral scheme, but it was treated as a one-off on account of COVID. And I think realistically, it's something that we just need to have available to people on an ongoing basis. But the other thing I'll add about what else I think is not just a matter of new money is some sort of national agreement on what a minimum PhD stipend should be. So that's sort of more of a structural change than just new money. And the reason I think that is actually pretty straightforward. I mean, when I did my PhD in 2002, I was paid $27,000 a year. And if you look at the cost of inflation now, that would be I think the last time I looked it up, it was about $42,000. It's probably closer to $45,000 now. And that's a huge difference. So last year, the Marsden Fund just increased their stipends to $35,000. But that's still a big, you know, we're still catching up relative to a lot of inflation that's happened over decades of flatlined research funding. So that's one thing I think is really important, that we need to think a bit harder about how we deal with inflationary pressures in the research system, because the government tends to want to do things in one big chunk every few years to look good, basically, not to be too cynical about it, whereas I think consistent ramping up of funding that recognises that inflation is always with us, to make sure that people aren't being left behind would be really, really useful.
Now, we've also seen an investment in RNA technologies as well, with the mRNA vaccines against COVID and seeing the benefit of that. Is this still a sensible investment?
Yeah, I think it is. It's not huge in the scheme of things. I think it's $40 million, that's over some number of years. So it's significant enough to hopefully bring a bunch of people together with expertise in the area and to create a bit more of critical mass around that. I think they talked in particular in the description of what that platform would try to do, that it might, create the opportunity for some of the technologies to be piloted. And that's something I feel pretty strongly that we need to be better about in New Zealand. I mean, I work in the nanotechnology material science space, and so we are seeing a lot more, students, early career researchers coming out of PhDs in that area of science and, getting really interested in startups, getting really interested in the way that these physical science technologies can actually be very powerful in creating solutions, addressing environmental challenges, climate change in particular. But the doing that here in New Zealand is, it's not impossible and it's definitely getting easier. But having like pilot facilities that help people scale up what they're trying to do so that it becomes industrially competitive is something that we definitely need to be talking more about. So I was quite pleased to see that tagged on to the description of what the RNA specific funding would be used for.
Is there anything else you'd like to add in relation to research or innovation within science?
I guess I might say two things. I mean, one thing about research in the budget where we look for where the funding's coming from, I think it's important for us as researchers, as scientists, not just to look for the money that's coming to support the work that we do, although that is very important because, it does cost money. But I think it's really useful to look for where the impact of the science that we do is being used. So where good ideas have been put forward, where expert advice has been given to the government, and that's shifting how, economic expenditure is being used, either for alleviating poverty or for improving the health system. I think, seeing scientific advice be used by the government and the way that it allocates funds is also important, not just about getting money into science. But if we think about next year and what we'd like to see, I do think it's tricky because I don't know exactly what the recommendations of this process, the Te Ara Pārangi process for changing our scientific system, is going to be. And so some of that might lead to some suggested changes that impact the next year's budget, but I think it's going to be quite a long process. So if I put that aside, I think the key thing would be money for postdoctoral researchers, because that's something that needs to be done regardless of what structural changes happen. That would be relatively easy and it wouldn't get in the way of whatever happens. Some sort of agreement on a nationally sensible minimum level of PhD funding, which takes into account that we've had quite significant inflation for years without any adjustment to those stipends. And some consideration from government of just some of the key funding schemes that drive a lot of the fundamental work in universities and in CRIs, things like the Marsden scheme, the Marsden funding scheme, just seeing a sensible level of boost for that, acknowledging that inflation is really taking a chunk of that money away from getting new research done. The PhD stipend boost from Marsden was a 25% increase just last year, so that's going to cut into how much is actually being done. we need to see increases in funding that address those inflationary pressures and just make sure that we can keep things running.
That was Professor Nicola Gaston from the Department of Physics at the University of Auckland, speaking about what this year's budget brings to the field of science.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.